News, I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump suggested Wednesday that trade talks with China can wait until tensions in Hong Kong have eased. Writing on Twitter, Mr. Trump said, "Of course China wants to make a deal. Let them work humanely with Hong Kong first." Mr. Trump also praised Chinese President Xi Jinping, calling him a great leader and saying he could quickly resolve the unrest in Hong Kong if he wanted to. Meanwhile, National Security Advisor for the U.S., John Bolton, told VOA that China should show restraint in its handling of protests there.
They remember the picture of the man standing in front of the line of tanks. They remember the statue of Lady Liberty. They remember voices of the Chinese people asking for freedom and democracy. And they remember the repression of the Chinese government in 1989. It would be a big mistake to create a new memory like that in Hong Kong.
The demonstrations are against what many Hong Kong residents see as an increasing erosion of the freedoms they were promised in 1997 when Communist Party ruled mainland China took over what had been a British colony. One man has been taken into custody in the city of Philadelphia in the state of Pennsylvania. The suspect was involved in an hours-long standoff after firing on police serving a warrant. Six officers were wounded. Philadelphia Police Commissioner Richard Ross says none of the officers' injuries would be considered life-threatening. Two officers who were pinned down by the shooting were freed by the SWAT team.
It was absolutely remarkable the way they did it, to watch that unfold, and to do so in large part without him being aware, or at least we don't think he was aware. I mean, and so their bravery, as well as the bravery of every other officer that, you know, took fire today, because they took fire today as well. You know, just about everybody at that scene did at some point in time.
Two officers were trapped inside and barricaded with the suspect. This is VOA News. Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan warned Wednesday rival India is planning a major cross-border military attack to divert world attention from its recent crippling crackdown in parts of the disputed Kashmir region. Khan issued the warning Wednesday in a nationally televised address in connection with Pakistan's Independence Day celebrations. It came more than a week after New Delhi abruptly dissolved the two autonomous constitutional status for Indian-administered section of the Muslim-majority Himalayan region. The Indian move was accompanied with the deployment of tens of thousands of additional troops to the region, a communication blackout, and the house arrest of hundreds of Kashmiri political leaders to quell widespread violent reaction. At least six Somali government soldiers and a cameraman were killed and 13 others injured Wednesday when al-Shabaab militants attacked a military base near the capital. The officials say back-to-back vehicle-borne improvised explosive devices hit the base in the town south of Mogadishu. Militants then attacked the base from two sides, exchanging gunfire with government forces before they were overpowered and pushed back. A woman who says that she was raped by Jeffrey Epstein, the financier, when she was a teenager, is suing his estate and three of his associates now that he has committed suicide, allegedly. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
The lawsuit is the first step, says accuser Jennifer Arose, to get her life back.
They robbed me of my youth, my identity, my innocence, and my self-worth. For too long, they escaped accountability. I am here today because I intend to change that.
That lawsuit is against Epstein's former girlfriend and three unnamed members of his staff. It's one of many lawsuits expected to be filed after a new state law called the Child Victims Act adjusted the statute of limitations. I'm Shelley Adler.
Iran broken its silence on its detention of a prominent photojournalist, Nooshin Jafari, whose arrest earlier this month sparked a backlash from Iranian filmmakers and actors who have worked with her. In a Tuesday briefing reportedly by a Iran state-approved news site, a judiciary spokesman said authorities had detained a person on suspicion of insulting a Shia Islam third imam and spreading anti-government propaganda. Iranian officials had been silent on Jafari's case since last week when social media users reported that she had been arrested on August 3rd and circulated an image of a judiciary document saying authorities had searched her home on the same date, confiscating her mobile phone, memory drives, and cameras. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
It's VOA. one. All the hits.